The journey continues day 44, the Sukkah hug. Today is Erev Sukkot, the day before the 7-8-day holiday of Sukkot. This joyous and celebratory holiday is primarily featured by two key mitzvot. One is sitting in a sukkah, which is a portable hut, and the second is the taking of the four species. So the Torah tells us that beginning on the first day of Sukkot, we dwell in little huts or booths with a roof of palm fronds, branches, reeds, or bamboos, in which we eat all our meals and conduct all the activities of the day, which we would regularly do at home. These huts remind us of our total dependency on God, that our seemingly sturdy, man-made shelters are nothing in the absence of God's care. These huts also remind us of the clouds of glory which hovered over and protected the Jewish people as they wandered in the desert on the way to the land of Israel. There's a fascinating lesson that this provides us, and that is that it teaches us that the material world in which we live is a temporary place. We're just travelers in this physical world. Our true home is not material, it's spiritual. Our dwelling places, as beautiful as they may be, are not our true inner home. They may be grand structures, but the real beauty is recognizing that security does not come from material possessions, from material structures and buildings, but from a divine place. So as we enter into this holiday, and we build our sukkot, and then we sit in them, and we celebrate in them, and we eat our meals, we recognize, and it reminds us of the hug, the divine hug, because the sukkah surrounds us from all directions. It's an embrace, a spiritual embrace. So as we prepare for Sukkot, ask yourself, how much do you invest your security into the material world, and how much do you recognize that the truth is that it's our soul and our spirituality that really gives us true security?